Usually the themes that I go back to over and over again are themes that choose me more than me choosing them. When I did Royal Tenenbaums, one of my films years ago, I set out to make a movie about what I saw as a sort of grand, very accomplished family. In the story, there's a book that the mother has written about her family called Family of Geniuses. But in fact, it would seem to be a film entirely about failure and disappointment. That was what I did with the Family of Geniuses. It's clearly, you know, some subject that pulls me. This story, what made me want to tell the story in the first place, had to do with feelings of someone on the edge of adolescence, and it really is more about hope and fantasy than anything else, the desire for fantasy and romance. There's quite a bit of darkness and sadness in the midst of it.
And the whole question of smoking, characters in your films quite often go and smoke secretly. And in this film, there's also two characters who smoke together in a sort of clandestine way. So is there a particular kind of smoking motif?
Well, I have had lots of smokers. In the case of this movie, it's set in 1965, and really, it should be like every adult in the movie should have a cigarette all the time. We just didn't do it. We just didn't do that much smoking. I mean, Edward Norton's character smokes in his first scene, but I don't think we ever see him light another cigarette for the rest of it. And when we made Fantastic Mr. Fox, well, that's animated, and we had one of the characters smoke cigarettes. And, you know, you're really not supposed to have people smoking cigarettes. But at the same time, you can argue, well, what he's smoking is a little stick with cotton wool that's, being animated in the air around him. But it is true, even in my animated film, people were lighting cigarettes.